This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today to end off this week?
Well, the market's recovering a little bit from yesterday's key reversal. Yesterday, the corn market rallied almost a dime after making new lows for the move. That was significant. And today it's lost a little bit because energy prices were lower, but still maintained most of yesterday's gain. Same thing with the bean market. Beans were up hard yesterday, almost 20 cents, just a little bit lower today. Market, I think, is trying to carve out a low. It's had a big break due to the very benign weather we've had. Also, the drop in energy prices, some $30 drop in the crude since the beginning of the Iran war. The war seems to be settling out now, hopefully. So those two things drove the corn down 70 cents, beans down, I think, about $1.30. And I think it created some good export demand with this break. Plus, the exports of corn have been good anyway.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Alabama.
At the close, July corn down 2 even at 412 and 3 quarters. December new crop down 1 and a half at 441 and a half. July soybeans down 1 and a quarter at 1126 and a quarter. November new crop down 3 quarters of a cent at 1156 and a quarter. July soybean meal down $1.20 at 307 even. July soybean oil up 49 cents at 71.30. On the Merck, August live cattle down $1.40 at 245.82. August feeders down 3.45 at 369.85. July lean hogs up 22 cents at 92.92. That's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.